Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Wednesday, June 25th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking news early this evening. Boop, the Betty Boop musical, has set its final Broadway performance. The splashy and family-friendly new show will shutter on July 13th at the Broadhurst Theater. This marks the fifth show to announce its closing in the wake of this year's Tony Awards, which were held on June 8th. Grosses were consistently too low for a production of its scale ever since it started up in early spring. Last week, it only made $602,017. Boop was nominated for 3 Tonys this year, including for its charismatic lead actress Jasmine Amy Rogers in her Broadway debut, but it was also passed up of a Best Musical nomination. Rogers plays the iconic titular cartoon Flapper, who in this show travels to present-day New York City from her black-and-white world and discovers a greater sense of self. Reviews were mostly positive, but the New York Times was less enthusiastic. Boop was capitalized for up to $26 million, which will not be recouped. A Broadway cast recording featuring the musical's original score by David Foster and Susan Birkenhead is now available for purchase both digitally and physically. At the time of its scheduled closing, Boop, the Betty Boop musical, will have played 25 previews and 112 regular performances. And finally today, for the upcoming Pride weekend, Wicked will be hosting a Broadway block party. Set for this Friday afternoon, June 27th, from 1 to 4 p.m. in the breezeway of the Gershwin Theater, it will bring together Broadway fans, artists, and allies for music, giveaways, games, and photo ops, according to Playbill. At least 17 currently running shows have said they will be participating in this event, which is free and open to the public. The Gershwin Theater is located at West 51st Street between Broadway and 8th Avenues in Midtown Manhattan. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.